is 2 p.m. Oh gosh, it's time for the news.
Having recently left hospital, music journalist Matt Charlton says his persona while performing was completely different to how he was in reality.
He used up all his extroversion on the stage in front of the audience, and then was a very, as you said, a gentle soul off stage. You can't really be a poet and you can't really be a commentator and observer like he was without being quite a gentle soul, without having some sort of contemplative element to you.
The Labour leader's paying tribute to former Chancellor Alistair Darling following his death from cancer. He was 70. Sir Keir Starmer's praised his calm expertise and honesty for guiding Britain through the 2008 financial crisis. Our deputy political editor Sam Coates says he's left an important legacy.
Incredibly difficult global and domestic financial events at a time where he was relatively new in the job means that Alistair Darling was a big figure who will be remembered in the Labour movement and by historians for many, many years to come.
Matt Hancock's defended his record as health secretary, insisting to the COVID inquiry his department rose to the challenge during the pandemic. He's also hit out at a toxic culture in government. Rail workers have accepted a pay deal, ending an 18-month campaign of strikes. RMT members have reached agreement. Aslef is still locked in talks, though. The author of a new book about Harry and Meghan has insisted he's not their friend. Omid Scobie's also denied writing the names of two royals who are identified as raising concerns about the skin colour of the couple's son in the Dutch version of Endgame. And today is the final time you'll get to visit Britain's only giant pandas before they return to China. They're preparing to leave Edinburgh Zoo after 10 years. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So a quick weather update for you. Today it is sunny out there, but it is chilly as well. We are looking at highs of 5 today and lows of minus 4. So right now at the time at 2 p.m, it is 4 degrees in Brentwood, and there are weather warning issues issued due to the extreme cold that we're going to be experiencing through the night. At the moment there's a 12% chance of rain about 3 o'clock, so unlikely. Looks like hopefully we'll have fairly clear skies with a little bit of cloud and sunny intervals with a gentle breeze today here in Brentwood. So, yeah, don't forget to wrap up warm.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Classic tune there, Stardust with Music Sounds Better With You. And the time now is just after 7 minutes past two, and almost time for me to get my guest in on the mic and talk a little bit more about his project. Before I do that, I'm going to just tell you a bit of what I normally do just after two, Shannon, is I read out the horoscopes. So I'm going to read out the horoscopes. What's your star sign?
An earth sign, I was told. It's Taurus.
Taurus. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. So listen out for it. Let us know after if it sounds like it has any resonance. Maybe by the end of today you'll know, because something might happen through the day. Who knows? Okay. So today, so Aries is my one. Aries, it says, the current focus blend of energies makes this a time to finish whatever you started and to be willing to let go of whatever no longer serves you. Plus, with lovely Venus aligned with hazy Neptune, you may prefer to deal with a situation in a caring and compassionate way rather than be too heavy-handed. Stay alert to being caught out, as misunderstandings could be rife. Taurus, a convivial vibe. No, wait, convivial. I've never even heard of that word before. Convivial vibe. Could see you liaising with friends or family to arrange a meetup. And if you're joining an online group, you'll connect with interesting characters and glean much from any conversations. Looking to keep fit? Avoid membership offers that seem too good to be true, as there's a good chance they are. With some research, you'll save rather than lose out. Gemini, Venus's angle with ethereal Neptune suggests you may have a rosy view of the world, and today this suits you just fine. Add a little more realism into the mix and you'll be inspired but not fooled. Have high expectations. This might leave you disappointed if things don't work out as you hope. Plan carefully, stick to your principles, and something good could show up for you. Cancer, this is a day for seeing fresh possibilities that may act as a magnet, encouraging you to step out of your comfort zone. Even so, it helps to think things through first, as you could extend yourself beyond what's practical or achievable. Uplifting vibes mean that a chat with someone you know, who knows the ropes and has done what you hope to do, can set you on the path to success. Leo, an edgy Venus tie could bring deep insights, encouraging you to release a connection that no longer works. You've been likely aware of this for some time, but for now you may be ready to replace it with those associations that will be more constructive over the long term. This can also be a day to ask questions and information that could help you secure an opportunity. Virgo, prefer to tread softly so as not to upset anyone. If you're too cautious, it could be a mistake, and while others might appreciate your sensitive approach, it may not help if you're keeping something quiet for fear of upsetting someone. Find a balance between saying it like it is and tailoring your message so they don't take offense but are ready to listen and act. And Libra, you'll be eager to do whatever it takes to initiate a new project, even so, if it means sacrificing something important to you. You'll need to weigh up your priorities, and down-to-earth influences emphasize the practical and the benefits of sticking with the known. But Venus's angle with Neptune can also incline you to drift away from a steadier path and lose yourself in fantasies. Scorpio, a mood could seize you today, bringing on a longing to chat with someone who you may not have seen in a while. Venus in Libra can encourage you to get in touch, and doing so might leave you happier. Even so, it may not fulfill that deeper yearning to be with them in person, and yet with ethereal Neptune in the mix, it's also possible that telepathic abilities will be at a peak. God, it seems like there's loads of star signs here. Sagittarius, keen to make a sterling effort regarding a current project? You could accomplish a lot if you don't allow others to intrude in your time. A distracting angle can make it difficult to say no to someone, even though you may be very busy. But this is what you must do if you're to get anything done. You can always arrange to engage with them again when more convenient. And Capricorn, the moon's link with Uranus can see you keen to hook up with someone, whether it's because of the chemistry or because you're keen to collaborate on an idea. With this positive pairing involving your creative zone, it means it's time to make use of your natural skills, especially those that have so far stayed dormant. Try to keep your expectations realistic for now, though. And Aquarius, with a
convivial, there's that word again, Venus forging an angle with a nebulous Neptune, money can seem a hazy concept. Before you purchase a big ticket item, it's wise to consider your financial position. This dreamy angle could encourage you to hope for the best, even if it means that you'll struggle later. Hold fire for now and consider other options. It's very possible you'll find a better deal. And lastly, Pisces, a creative blend of energies involving Venus and Neptune could find you in the mood to dream about those things that you want. At the same time, a dynamic focus in a high-powered zone can inspire bold ideas. And for this, you may want to look the part. While you might be ready to invest in clothes or a makeover to enhance confidence, don't start that spending spree too quickly. Okay, so there are the horoscopes for today. Janice, what did you make of that? Did that, any of that resonate with you?
Well, I'll find out later today. Definitely.
Mind you, you did mention to me while we're making a cup of tea that you've been making lots of social connections.
I have been. Went down to Canterbury University. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, what we're going to do, I'm going to be back in just a couple of minutes after one more song and a couple of ads, and then we'll have a bit of a chat about your project.
Awesome.
Before, I don't wanna get my heart broken, no, I don't wanna love no more. I'm always on defense, cause I know you're a striker. Send a challenge, so you want more. But me, I can't give you anything, cause I'm treading carefully, cause I don't wanna be a scapegoat. Once bitten, twice shy, at a yeah.
If you pretend, say you no go see girls, we go give you shorties and darling. Oh, you know they singing my name on the streets on a daily. But now only to your song I go ever listen, even if it costs issue, darling. Oh, girl, I know you need exclusive loving. Early morning, cellular buzzing. This how I know you got me falling, falling. How I know you got me falling, falling. And I swear to Bible, I can't breathe without you beside you. That's how I know you got me falling, falling. How I know you got me falling, falling. I know you're threading carefully, cause you don't wanna be a scapegoat. Once bitten, twice shy, you the air war.
And that one there was Iris Starr with Running. That's some points away, isn't it, with people? They're not interested in someone until they're with someone else. It's just typical. So, in funny news today, just a couple of things that I noticed today that I sort of caught my eye in the news. There was a lady who was on the run, and she'd been wanted for various offences. And do you know where she got found, Janice, of all places? Think about somewhere where she might be found.
Out of all places.
Yeah, like they were searching for her, and then she ended up getting found in somewhere where you would least expect.
Living right next to the police station. That would be the police station.
No, literally in the sofa.
What? Oh, my God.
You know, like you drop a coin down the sofa, but you don't expect to drop a person to be hiding in, you know, like literally around the back of the sofa.
Inside of the sofa. Wow.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I don't think there's more sofas even designed for that, but that's interesting.
I know.
It's brilliant. Wow.
Well, so like, oh, let's see what's down the side of the sofa. Can I find a couple of pennies?
Not if you got caught then. but that was an interesting choice.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. Yeah, I didn't think. When my children are playing hide and seek, they've never thought about you know, stuffing himself down the side of the sofa. But there we are, with a grown woman, and she wasn't even that tiny, could fit there, then that might be a new place. And there's also another bit here was, sorry, what was the other bit that I saw? Oh, I've lost my track of thought again now. Never mind. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to introduce Janin officially to the show, because I've kind of introduced you, but just for those who didn't hear before, Janin, you're here today talking about, you're the founder,
yes,
of a community-based app called Dropalo. Is that right?
Yes. Well, yeah, it is. It is exactly that. It's all about community. And it's a game changer for local businesses. It's essential to communities all across the UK. It's free for all businesses, so they can advertise and do some really cool stuff, some really amazing things.
So what kind of brought you to this point? Because I'm always interested when I have people on here to talk about not just so much of the what you're currently doing now, but kind of a bit of background on you and sort of the entrepreneurial journey. Because now you're an entrepreneur, full-time entrepreneur.
Yes.
Yeah. So what? How did you get to that stage where you were like, you obviously before this point, you've had positions, worked for different companies.
Yes.
What was the turning point for you when you said, actually, you know what, I want to go do my own thing?
So the turning point was, so I made a mathematical calculation in 2019 about 2020. Actually, it started in 2018. Mm-hmm. I calculated 17 to 18 months, where something would disrupt society. Turns out it was COVID. I had no idea what it would be, but it turns out it was
COVID. I'm listening. I'm just going to pull that blind down because it's literally blinding my eyes. That, yeah. Carry on.
So, yeah, I had no idea what was going on with the COVID thing. It happened, but that was not what I was calculating for. I was calculating for changes in the financial markets and the financial behaviors being changed, looking at human behavior. So I was working on this blockchain, this pretty cool thing with this blockchain. I convinced the team on the blockchain to effectively avoid going into... So there's this coin called Zcash. I convinced the core team, to not go into masternodes, but go into a new thing where you have multi-tier nodes, right? Of multiple nodes, but effectively build the equivalent of AWS.
Oh, now you've lost me. Now, okay, I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about here?
So basically, we built what you call a cloud platform,
right?
A decentralized cloud platform, from Zcash into what's now called Run and Flux. And I did the architecture for that, right? The enterprise architecture for that. And that, at the time, they were $2.8 million when we started. And 2 years later, it went up to $600 million. When I realized my ideas actually work and they actually have value, I decided to convince my friend, Leighton Black, at the time, to join me on this escapade to bring to the world what is Dropalo. And transition it in a way where Run on Flux was built for it, so we can have an app that basically leverages value and creates benefits for the local community. But it's not about cryptocurrencies in the local community.
Right.
That's just back end for cloud solutions, right? So because when you have an app, you pay a lot for cloud storage across AWS or Google Cloud Platform or Microsoft Azure. So I had none of those relationships. But the world changed so quickly with COVID, as you know. And so did my relationships. Now I have relationships, and on our website you'll see that we are partnered with Microsoft, with AWS, and with Google Cloud Platform using some of their services. So these companies have actually had like really cool people offer me really good incentives to kind of connect us to what they're doing, which is part of the agenda, because you can't have decentralization without centralization. It's like yin and yang. You need to bring the two together to have an entirety or whole system. So that sort of motivated me with Dropalo, and I went all in. And decided to just cash all my chips, take the biggest risk of my life, without any money to say, you know, to none of that.
Yeah.
And then just basically jump in with, you know, no roadmap, and just build it and just follow like what God set forward for me on this path. And I just believed in myself enough to go all the way. And we built an app that could literally change the game for all businesses. And we made it free in the UK for all businesses in the UK. So
how does it, I mean, that's a really inspiring story. Did you know that you always kind of wanted to do something entrepreneurial? Yes. Is that kind of deep down what you thought eventually you'd like to do?
Yeah, I tried with several businesses, failed several businesses. I mean, I tried several different things. As a child, you know, as a kid, I basically spent a lot of time going from door to door selling cupcakes and all that kind of stuff. So it was already embedded in there at a really early age. But for some reason, growing older, getting a 9-to-5 job,
that's something stability. Was missing.
Yeah. stability was important, but then felt like something was missing.
Yeah.
You know, and that thing was, I wanted to create things, right? Mm. But what do I create? So I got the opportunity with the Run on Flux guys, the Zelcash guys, who then switched to runonflux.io as a platform. And they basically have the largest node infrastructure, and they're basically the only blockchain that connects to the BNB ecosystem, the Solana ecosystem, Ethereum ecosystem, Ergo ecosystem, Algorand's ecosystem, Tron's ecosystem. So basically,
are we talking about these crypto?
These are crypto. So they're right. The only coin and currency and cryptocurrency and crypto blockchain that is connected to over 10 to 15,000 ecosystems of coins and chains.
Mm.
And it's designed to drop a local port into that at the right time when we're going to deploy AIs and all the other cool back end, insanely cool stuff.
Mm.
But the focus now is effectively, how do we make Dropolo useful for cities? Because it's built to make cities, towns, and municipalities, communities, smarter. Because when you look around Europe, there are no smart cities, right? There are no smart... So you walk into a city, you walk into a local community, and you want to advertise, you want to do something, say in Essex. How does it help for someone in Essex to promote their platform?
So is that a thing, like, when you're going past something, it will pop up and say, like, this business is here, or something like that? Like, what's the journey for a user then when they're on the app?
So, for instance, it's, like a local engineer, plumber, whoever it is, like whatever business, local businesses, they could effectively make drops on the app, and drop is a message that lives on a map. So Twitter, Facebook, they're all on a black or white background screen with ads on it. Dropolo is actually over the local area where you are. So it's about timeliness, it's about relevance, rather than, you know, so a good example is, say, you're on M25 or M5 or going somewhere, and, you know, Facebook, someone posted that there was, like, traffic on there, but you only get to see it after you've stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
With Dropolo, you get to see it in real time when it's actually relevant. So it's not about, like, you know, just getting to see data that's not useful to you. It's about getting to see data that's actually relevant for when you need it or how you need it. So it's a lot of like, a local business can actually target with less competitors in their local environment compared to Twitter.
Well, that's the thing. During COVID and stuff, there was that encouragement to buy local, wasn't there? A lot more. That was really a message that was being put out there to kind of buy local.
Exactly, yes.
You know, so this is what this is about. It's about investing in your local community, ultimately.
Yes, entirely, completely. And you know, you spoke about Trust of Trust.
Yeah.
We need to add in there that, so we put all the Trussell Trust websites, food banks, all of the locations, mobile numbers, contact details. So when you go onto the app, the first thing you see, because we've got the cost of living crisis, first thing you get on the app is all the food banks, because we believe in helping people. So
Now that's beautiful. Well, you mentioned the traffic there. I'm going to quickly do a quick traffic update and then we'll carry on having a chat. So the traffic in the local area now. We've got the M25 clockwise slow traffic between Junction 26, Waltham Abbey, and Junction 27, the M11. Following an earlier breakdown, all lanes are now reopened. And there are no accidents or incidents in Chelmsford at the moment, but the A130 northbound slow-moving traffic approaching Junction A12, Junction 17, that incident has now cleared. Raleigh Road, A129, High Road and High Street, slow-moving northbound to the junction with Crown Hill, that's ongoing. Slow-moving traffic both directions between A131, Marks Farm roundabout and West Street, Stock Street through the roadworks. And no congestion in Colchester or South Bend. And there's something else just quickly I need to do now. I'll be back in just a sec.
Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
And yeah, we're back now. Speaking with Janan from Dropaloo app here. Very interesting stuff and a lot of stuff that is totally techie that I have no idea about. Like even the crypto stuff, I'll be honest. I have no clue how to work that stuff. I don't think I've bought any crypto. I think I did have somewhere. Maybe there's about £100 in it somewhere. I don't know. I forgot what app I did it on, to be fair. But
well done.
But this, excuse me, the app that you've launched, as you mentioned, you know, the whole tagline of it is empowering and uniting communities, which is great. So are you quite a community-focused person? Is that one of your values, would you say?
Yes. So I've always wanted to do something. And so it is a major value because being from St. Lucia, one of the things, you come into the UK, you know, you've heard about the Windrush and your family coming over. So community is huge, right, for Caribbean people in the United Kingdom. So one of the things when you're like me and you're like in Essex or you're anywhere in the UK, you kind of want to know who or what's around you and you want to connect with people locally because unlike the rest of Europe, if you've been to Europe, they don't quite have the same sort of synchronicity with the Caribbean sort of community like you have in the UK or in, like, for instance, you have in Scotland or in England or even Ireland. So it's kind of like we built it to make it easier for us to kind of navigate around the United Kingdom and flash a light. I think His Majesty said something really cool on his Christmas speech. I'll never forget it, right? It's about shining a light on the world around you. Mm-hmm. And Dropaloo basically does that, right? It shines a light on the world around you and makes it really easy for you to connect with, like, local events or find out what's happening locally, you know, if there are safety concerns, neighborhood watch issues. So neighborhood watch platforms tend to be on a forum, on a website, is very static. There's hardly any way to get in touch with people. When something happens in real time, you can't really communicate that.
Right.
With Dropaloo, instant. Like, it's about real time, like, what's happening now.
Yeah.
So it's really
keeping on the beat of things. Yeah. So, yeah, I noticed now, I just downloaded it before and I had a look. And, yeah, quite right. As soon as I go on there, I can see the Brentwood Food Bank there. And where are you most active at the moment? So have you kind of, are you at the stage where you're past the beta stage, right? So it's live and it's... So where have you got, like, the community at the moment and what's your plans in terms of where you're going to build it?
So at the moment, we've had people download it from the UK because it's not available anywhere else in the world.
Only the UK.
Only in the UK.
Yeah.
And we've connected it to Companies House. We've convinced, like, got Companies House and HMRC to allow for us to have a sort of feature in there where any business in the UK can go and search their business and actually claim their business and have it for a lifetime for free. Advertising and all of that kind of stuff is really cool.
What's that? So they can search a business?
So there's an option in the app, a little sort of like, it's a padlock with a plus on it.
Yeah.
You click on that, and then you could type your business name.
And then claim your business. And claim your business. Your business. Yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah.
So we've had a few people do that, and we've had like about 400 to 600 downloads, 400 people using it. But because the app is designed so it's private, people could use it and be totally private, and we as a platform, unlike the competitors, we can't tell what people are actually doing on the platform if they're using it privately.
Right.
But we do have some safeguards in place if, like, certain things are flagged up, AI will pick up, and so on and so forth. But and if, like, anyone's being naughty, users could delete them, block them, and so on and so forth. But nothing naughty is happening. Everything's been good. So, people are using it privately like you would. But if they're using it privately, you don't see, if you're not receiving a message from a particular user, you won't see any messages on the app. But if they made something public, like a community activity was made public, then you could see it. So we started engaging universities like Canterbury, and I've spoken to a few other universities and colleges around Kent. But I went with engaging some of the communities up north, and Scotland. So I could actually work with them and get to ground. So it's basically shaping that relationship and seeing what they need, because councils across, like, for take Kent County Council, they've got loads of different sort of like channels where people communicate, and keeping up with that is really troublesome, right? But no real-time data. So a lot of the data they get is retrospective, and it's not really relevant, actioning a lot of things. That, you know, it's a lot of time-wasting and not efficient. Mm-hmm. Of drop a low, we could solve a lot of those problems. So it's kind of like talking through the channels, and as you know, councils are not easy to
get through to. Yeah. So what's the social element of it? Because there's an element of making new connections,
yes,
meeting new people as well. So how do people kind of do that within the app?
So that's a great question. So because of the app is designed around privacy, mm-hmm, but also around public communication. In order to know if someone's on the app, they'd have to share their username with you.
So,
that way we kind of, because we needed to figure out essentially how do we avoid like people getting spammed or scammed on like WhatsApp has, right? So you've got these scammers on WhatsApp or these bots on WhatsApp or other social platforms. We wanted to find out a way to mitigate that. So when you create an account using either your Google or Apple details, email addresses or whatever, or, you know, the social accounts, effectively the app that we have our own bot, it automatically creates a username and password, which is specific to you, and no one else in the world
knows that. I like that, actually, because that reminds me of, like, you know when everyone used to have a BlackBerry? And used to go, here's my BlackBerry pin.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of like that. Quite like that, because then that was a good way, because then you didn't want to necessarily give your number to someone, but if they had your BlackBerry pin, they could message you, and then that would kind of, do you know what I mean? There was a boundary there a little bit. Yeah. Exactly. And I quite like that idea. So that's quite good, actually, because I do feel that there is that element of, with social media today, it's kind of, everybody is just, you're just constantly getting bombarded with messages, and you get people friend requesting you and messaging you. And this is another issue why a lot of people don't like the dating apps, because they feel that, you know, they're getting unwanted attention, and people are just, do you know what I mean? So very, it's kind of like to be able to set that boundary and actually know, I'm going to choose how you communicate with me, and you know what I mean, that sense. So, and just, yeah, like you say, so is it a case of like, it's literally someone's out or not out, they can literally say, oh, add me on Dropalo and...
here's my username. Yeah, essentially, because that's fundamental, right? So in a community, you have people who want to be private. You have people who want to be able to say, okay, I'm here, and I only want this particular group of people to know or communicate with me. And if I need to have a new person do that, you know, the boundaries, and I want to be in control of that.
Yeah.
Social media today, as you said, as you mentioned, doesn't give the user control. It doesn't give businesses control. So with Dropalo, we kind of figured, okay, we can give control to the end user entirely, provide a system that works. It has layers of privacy. It gives them the ability to make public announcements and even anonymous announcements. So if you're living in a neighborhood and something happened and you wanted to report it, but you didn't want to be targeted to know by whoever, you know, because if you reported it on the app anonymously, that someone did something, or you had a photo of someone doing something
you
really
wouldn't
horrible,
want them to know that
you wouldn't
you've
want
done
them to
it,
know it's you and then target you. So it has a separate feature in messages in each drop that allows you to actually click on it and check that box and say, make this anonymous if you needed to report something anonymously. So we thought about how people can have control over what they needed, and in turn allow them to balance that. So it's really, really, really.
So you're running some competitions at the moment as well on there, aren't you? I see. So what are the competitions that you're doing at the moment?
So in line of cost of living crisis and people finding it difficult to actually find food and so on and so forth, we're doing something with the local co-op in South Narif. I got two local co-ops in South Narif to actually help us out. And basically people could go in there, you know, take a photo of like whatever they've bought in the store, the receipt, take that, make a drop of that. We'll keep a note of it. We'll actually pay attention to it. So send us a message. Register, obviously, first and foremost on the website. And you could win £250, or you could win £50 for a month for all your groceries bought for you from the co-op. And if you're not lucky with any of these prizes, then we're spending an additional £100 to like offset for whoever we've kind of. Well, we're spending £5 and then an additional £100 on users or whoever is in there. So we kind of want everybody to kind of get something. So yeah.
That's brilliant. And I see that you're also doing something to do with a digital information initiative to tackle issues of disinformation, crisis management, trafficking, and exploitation. Is quite heavy stuff.
Yes.
So what's that about?
So that's about Tech Fugees. So yeah. I'm part of Tech Fuji's, basically to as a representative in one of their charters. So effectively, the idea is that you know, people get displaced, right? People are being displaced across the world because of local wars or floods, natural disasters, and so on and so forth. Climate change is a huge impact on people's lives at the moment. So we've got like over like 50 million plus people displaced because of like floods in Pakistan, and we have people displaced in Ukraine. We have people displaced in Palestine, as we saw, and so on and so forth. And, you know, loads of horrible things are happening. So one of the things I wanted to do was kind of put my brain to use and put the platform to use to help support those areas where we could. So I connected with the founder, Mike, at Tech Fuji's. And
Tech Fuji's is it's an organization in itself. Okay, yeah.
And I connected with them and said, yeah, I'm happy to help, happy to be on board and do a few things. So we spoke about a few ways we could actually use the app relevantly in ways that we can actually support people. And then once we've launched beyond the UK, we're going to start plugging in and getting to ground with those things so we can really provide support for people. You know, one of the huge things that happened with Turkey, with the earthquakes, we wanted to support people, but we weren't ready yet. So, but we've got the app to a place where we think, okay, we'll get to ground and start doing those things. But, yeah, working alongside Tech Fuji's effectively to cover that specific domain.
Excellent. No, it sounds like you're doing some really great stuff, and you obviously want to create an impact, which is amazing. How can people get involved with Dropaloo? What's the best way? Is it literally just go on to the App Store and download?
Yeah, go on to the App Store, download the app. You can go to our website. We have a web version as well. So if you're on a computer, you can log in via our website, dropaloo.co.uk. And basically, you could click login and you could log into the web app. It's basically the same as the mobile app. And you could just plug away and start promoting your business for free. I mean, you don't have to buy a blue check or any kind of, you know, social messaging, anything. We give you security. We give you all the features that you want and free promotion locally, hyper-local, and also regionally if you wanted. So you basically can advertise anywhere you want in the UK. Anywhere.
Okay, yeah. So it's more so the focus at the moment is getting local businesses on there is really the key focus. So if you've got a local business, if you haven't got a business, still worth signing up and then just, you know, be aware of what's obviously going on in your local community as well. So brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing. I hope it's going to be bigger than the big social media giants are out there, because it's you know, it's not about greed. This is clearly about, you know,
making
something
lives better.
Yeah, exactly. Changing people's lives for the better. So no, that's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for sharing, and really wish you all the best with the growth of the company and the app and the reach of it as well. So hopefully you get some more people in Brentwood on today.
Definitely. Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate you and the community of Brentwood, and hopefully we could do something impactful and support the charity that you mentioned earlier. I'd like Dropaloo to support that. So after, we'll have a chat and we'll get some stuff done.
Excellent. All right, great. Well, I'm going to play another song now, guys. And this one is Future with Wait For You, featuring Drake and Thames.
Early in the morning, late at night. It don't even matter what time it is.
I will wait for you.
Presidential rolling, RM, wait. Whenever I found time, it's okay.
ATL, Jacob, ATL, Jacob.
You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere a nigga going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip and messy, it ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world, over the phone dropping tears. I get more vulnerable when I get pissed. When you drunk you tell me exactly how you feel. When I'm loaded, I keep it real.
I will wait for you. I will wait for you.
Need to tell a real one exactly what it is.
I will wait for you.
Don't say it cause you know that's why I want to hear.
I will wait for you. I will wait for you.
Yeah. I've been traveling around the world. I sit on my balcony and wonder how you're feeling. I got a career that takes my time away from women. I cannot convince you that I love you for a living. I be on your line, feelings flowing like a river. You be texting back, you and Kiki on the river.
message say deliver, but I know that y'all don't get it. Why he introduce us if you knew that you was with him? Made me shake his hand, we all been fucking for a minute. Walk me off the plane because you know that I'm a swimmer. Supposed to be a dog, but you done put me in a kennel. Girl, put a muzzle on it, all that barking over dinner. I was fucking with you when you had a tiny presidential. You got better when you met me, and that ain't coincidental. Tried to bring the best out you, guess I'm not that influential. Guess I'm not the one that's mad for you. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at myself cause I can't leave you alone. Gossip and messages, that ain't what we doing. Yeah. Trapping around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get more vulnerable than you feel. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel.
When I'm loaded, I keep it real.
I will wait for you.
Need to tell a real one exactly what it is. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna hear. Early in the morning, late at night, it don't even matter what time it is.
Thanks again to Shannon for coming in there from Dropalo app. So do make sure you check out the app. Download it. It is available on the App Store and on Android as well. So it's Dropalo, spelled D-R-O-P-A-L-O. And yeah, get involved. Hopefully we'll see much more people in Brentwood getting involved with the app and supporting the local community. We know we're all about that. So hope you're enjoying the show, guys. As I say, I've been off for a couple of weeks, but back now. I'm glad to be back. I've had a really nice afternoon. So hopefully you've been enjoying the show as well. I'm going to play you a track now by Thames called Found, featuring Brent Fayez.
I feel like I'm done and don't know where to run. People always trying to take a bite out of my mind. If you need a fight, maybe we could start. I feel like my death be coming undone. Tell me why you can't be found. It's so unreasonable, I know you're.
Out of hand, no more distance, let's just dance. I'm on my manners, won't take advantage. Trust I can manage that. Can you picture that? Yeah. I don't know who you've been dealing with, but I guarantee that you ain't been with this. Because if you had, you forget. Out of hand, no more distance, let's just dance. I'm on my manners, won't take advantage. Trust I can manage that. Can you picture that?
cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Innocence lost. I
That one there was REM with We All Go Back to Where We Belong. Thanks again to my guest, Janan, for being on the show, talking about his community app, Dropalo. So do check it out. It's a new app, but it's hopefully it's the future of social media. More community-focused, more hyper-focused on local community, which is, you know, what we like here at Phoenix FM, isn't it? And I think we've literally got enough time just for one more song for me, and I'm off, because we've got Jo Bailey coming in at 3, and she'll be here till 6, taken over then by Darren on the 98 Not Out show, and then the Non-League Hour at 7 with John Chubb and Bumper to Bumper with Gareth Williams at 8. I think I just heard the door go. I think that is Michelle coming in. Yeah, I think it is. Jo Bailey, not Michelle. Michelle was before me. See, I always get confused because Jo has someone called Michelle on her show and I keep slipping up and saying Michelle. Anyway, it's been good to be back today. As I say, I had a couple of weeks off, but nice to be back in the studio. And nice to know that everyone's all right here. Nice to see the studio's all Christmassy. We've got a Christmas tree up, so feeling a bit more festive today, being here actually. Yeah, getting in the Christmas mood. I feel like it's time for a mince pie. Anyway, going to play you one more track from me, as I say, because that's all we've got time for, which is Georgia Smith and the Little Things. But before I go, just reminding you again, Brentwood Food Bank, still looking for donations, so do what you can there. If you've got any little extra tins of food that you think you're not going to, you know, not going to miss, then do donate them. And this one here, Georgia Smith with Little Things, the last track from me at the 123 show. Until next week, have a lovely afternoon. You're right. It was all in your eyes.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.